Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And here's Susan Warner.
Thanks for the concert. It was quite enlightening. Although Mahler does tend to make me want to do myself in. And now we'll top off the night with some cognac and coffee. Talk about all the places we've been. I'm impressed by your French. I'm impressed by your English. I'm impressed, but I'll risk what I've got on my mind. I would trade
judge my out of touch with Mother Earth. There's no care for the land. Some don't know where the wind comes from. Why don't we understand? Listen to the wind. Listen to the wind. You can hear the lonely voices crying in the cold. Listen to the wind. Listen to the wind. The ghost ships are still sailing towards the distant sun. On board the sad and hopeful, they wonder what they've done. Listen to the wind. Listen to the wind. You can hear the lonely voices crying in the cold. Listen to the wind. Listen to the wind. Summer cakes, faded memory of what life used to be. Some say you won't go back forever on the sea. Listen to the wind. Listen to the wind. You can hear the lonely voices crying in the cold. Listen to the wind. Listen to the wind. We lost our children and our lives. Bitter cold, cuts like knives. Will no one rescue me to be the man I want to be? We broke our pledge with Mother Earth. In time our souls to stray. We lost our dreams and wandered as we drift away. Listen to the wind. Listen to the wind. You can hear the lonely voices crying in the cold. Listen to the wind.
Listen to the wind.
Listen to the wind. We lost our children and our lives. Bitter cold, cuts like knives. Will no one rescue me to be the man I want to be?
Eyes so sharp, hair so dark. I need a little action, maybe this boy is the spark. He's got savvy, he's got skill. Now he's coming my way, moving in for the kill. He says, hey little lady, why do we go upstairs? I said, listen. Give me a taste of the best. I said, you can't come to dinner improperly dressed. He says, baby, I need to make a little love. I said, you can't do my dishes without rubber gloves. But don't you know that I have seen this all before? They may stay or they may go, hoping to get you a little access. And get away, little man, and get dressed for success. You wanna play in my park, you better follow my rules. You wanna swing in the dark, I wasn't born yesterday, he says. Baby, give me a taste of the best. I said, you can't come to dinner, I am properly dressed, he says. Babe, I wanna make a little love. I said, you can't do my dishes without rubber gloves.
This is a very clever album, Susan Warner, Midwestern Saturday Night, The Rubber Glove Blues. Can't do my dishes without The Rubber Glove Blues. And Danny O'Flaherty from New Orleans, who lost his Irish bar in Hurricane Katrina, lost everything, actually. And he had to go out and rejuvenate himself and do all kinds of cool things, and he did. Went around, traveled around the country, made back a lot of his losses, and I got back on track, Danny Flaherty. Oh, indeed. And we heard Listen to the Wind, the title cut from that album. All righty, Nancy Kay Dillon, who always shows up at the Tumbleweed Festival as well. Nancy Kay, good to hear from Nancy Kay. Anyway, here we go from her last album, actually. Nancy, Sweet Honey. have a little bit of dead air here. What's going on here? Oh, there it is right there. We messed up. We're going to have to cut out that dead air. Okay, here's Susan Warner.
Maybe if my heels were higher, maybe if I grew my hair, maybe if I wore those Spanish earrings, maybe you would see I care. Maybe if I snuck up on a rainbow, maybe turn your head in my direction and see the perfect pair we are. But my heart's begun to sink again some. I've had these kinds of dreams before. Drink and then some, but that just made me want you more. I'd balance candelabras on my forehead, disrupt falls at all to make you fall in love with me.
Woo! the Choo Choo Train song, also called Shuku Shuku, Miriam McCabe. Come on. When you come, Bambela. When you got the say in the Bible. When you come, Bambela. Where Babu Yamashia. When you come, Bambela. When you got the say in the Bible. When you come, Bambela. Where Babu Yamashia. When you come,
just feel so bad all in your spirit, you know what I mean? It ain't always good. Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always, 'cause the sun gonna shine in my back door someday. Trouble in mind, it's true, almost lost my mind. Never had so much trouble in my life before. I'm gonna lay my head on down on some lonesome railroad line. Let the 219 train ease my troubled mind. The trouble you got, Parker? Mm.
so much the apples are to oh my soul there's a trouble in mine. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, wait, this is a second, there's so much trouble in my mind. Trouble as I got, I ain't never laying my head down on no railroad line.
Oh, Sweet Honey in the Rock. This is an album you won't hear them with. You won't hear them with instrumental back with instrumentation backup very often because they don't work that way. Normally, they are a cappella, which is how they will be at the Beasley Performing Arts Center in Pullman tonight. If you're listening, get your tickets at 1-800-325-SEAT for Sweet Honey in the Rock. And it'll all be a cappella. We'll hear a couple more, one more a cappella tune from them before we dismiss them for the day. And we have to take a little bit of a break at this point. Sweet Honey in the Rock and Nancy K. Dillon and Susan Werner, Wes Waddell, all in this last half hour. And we have lots more music. We have half a show to go, so you just hold your horses because we are coming back. You just hang on, because we're doing, whoop, we don't want that break music. We want that break music. We're doing the break, and then we're coming right back for lots more music. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, and I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we'll be right back. Just hang on, hang on.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Book People in Downtown Moscow, a ticket outlet for the opening Auditorium Chamber Music Series concert by the internationally recognized Atlanta Brass Quintet, Tuesday, September 30th at 7:30 in the UI Auditorium. More at auditoriumseries.org.
A very nice day today, partly cloudy with highs in the 70s, in Moscow 72, Lewiston 76. Mostly clear overnight and great sleeping weather with temperatures in the low to mid 50s. Then tomorrow will be just like today with highs in the low to mid 70s.
Thank you. Martin.
Happy birthday, Dusty.
Happy birthday, Martin.
Great God.
My Lord, what a
I want you to know that the sun is rolling in from faraway places.
I watch it reaching out, circling these bare trees like some reverend lover.
I've been standing still listening to the morning, and I hear your voice crouched near hills, rising from the mountaintops,
you,
breaking the circle of dawn.
Would have been 58 years old.
And as I point my face toward a new decade, Martin, I want you to know that this country still corrals the spirit.
I want you to know that we still hear your footsteps setting out on a road cemented with black.
I want you to know that the stuttering of guns would not stop your light from crashing against the
people.
Martin, a decade after your death, docked like a spaceship on a new planet.
Voyagers, all we were.
We were the aliens walking up to the 70s. A Holocaust people on the moon looking out from dark eyes.
We were young bloods spinning hips in a buzz while saluting death in a country neutral with pain.
And our children saw the mirage of plenty spilling from money-mad sands. And they ran toward the desert.
And the gods of sand made them
immune to words that strengthen the breast. And they became scavengers, walking on the
and
earth.
You can see them native songs
running on their knees. And you can see them on Times Square in New York City.
Great God, what a morning it'll be someday.
I want you to know that decade fell like a stone on our eyes.
Our movements, rhythms, the love from the lights. I'm moving up the rhythms, the love from the lights.
New birds, knocking at the womb. Cactus walking.
We cross the cities while a backlash of judges tried to turn us into molds. Latin wrote words of reverse racism. All we knew.
And our knowing was like a sister's embrace.
We crossed the land where famine was fed and where black stomachs exploded on the world's day.
While men embalmed their eyes and tongues in gold.
But we knew.
Oh, we knew.
And our knowing squatted from memory.
Sitting on our past, we watched a new decade dawning. And I want you to know
these are strange days when the color of freedom becomes disco fever and soap operas populate our Zulu brains as the world turns to the conservative right.
I want you
and general hospitals closing in black and poor neighborhoods and the young. Are troubled by early morning reefer buzz.
I want you to know.
Floating generals recite an alphabet.
When multinational corporations assassinate ancient cultures,
Martin, but inaugurating new civilizations.
We have learned that black
is the beginning. We will be forever. Martin, I want you to know that we
have learned too that fear is not a black man or woman.
Fear cannot disturb the death of those who have struggled against material gain for self-aggrandizement.
Fear can never disturb the depth of those who have moved to a meeting place where the pulse pounds out freedom and justice for the universe.
Changing of the tide.
Listen, and you will hear the earth delivering up refuse to the missionaries and the assassins.
The tribal song.
To the sun.
As we walk into the dawn, turn our eyes
east with the
sometimes I wonder when I'm all at sea and my imagination gets the best of me. I'm feeling disconnected. I'm looking for a light. Oh, and I'm afraid to ask, but I wonder if I'm loving you. Everybody gets so weary. It's a weary day. Oh, and then the words we use aren't what we mean to say. Misunderstandings, well, they can play us so rough. Oh, and then it's times like these that I wonder if my love is enough. Something you need. Tell me, so I won't be the last to know. Every silver lining has a demon seed. We gotta get out in the open, so we can let it go. Watch you sleeping when the night is so still. Oh, and silver moonlight comes into the windowsill. Tell me, is there room for me in your dreams tonight? Oh, and then tell me if I'm loving you right. Oh, and I'm afraid to ask, but I wonder if I'm loving you.
Your right, keep
I will not celebrate Columbus. I will turn the other way. No, I will not celebrate Columbus. There is no honor on that day. On that day when the brave sea captain, so they say, set out to prove that the world was round. Yeah, but really he was looking out for gold, and he would kill for it, all for the sake of the European crown. And they found a gentle people on the shoreline, a gentle people, they could turn them into slaves. And they cut those people down just as fast as they could. They didn't even give them time to dig their own graves. And I will not celebrate Columbus. I will not give honor to his name. No, I will not celebrate Columbus. It is a day of infamy and shame. And the floodgates were opened and history rolled. And the numbers were uncountable, the numbers were extreme. And every dead one died for a hawksbill full of gold, forgotten in the margins of the American dream. And I know it was a long time ago. I know it's hard to remember, but it's harder still to forget. Living in the shadows of a Holocaust. Maybe someday we'll organize and rise to be a threat. And I will not celebrate Columbus. I will not give honor to a killer and a thief. I will not celebrate Columbus. I will not bow down to absurdity's belief. Statue out by City Hall. A soldier with his uniform, his helmet and his gun. Shivington's army at Sand Creek. Women and children, what have they done? They have paved their paradise with money and blood. They have built their greatness on the backs of the dead. And when they stand before the gates of their arrival, they will stand with a price on their head. I will not celebrate Columbus. I will see him unmasked before the naked light. And I will not celebrate Columbus. I will not celebrate until we make it right. Let's take this upside down world and turn it over. Let's make sense of this senselessness. Let's build a house that we can all live in together. Let's clean up this mess. I will not celebrate Columbus. I will not celebrate Columbus. No, I will not celebrate Columbus. Columbus.
Take over.
Jim Page, I will not celebrate Columbus. Columbus Day happening in the next couple of weeks. Good to know, Jim. And, you know, that's his view. And, of course, the whole view of Columbus has changed in about the past 15 years and what Christopher Columbus was all about. And, of course, what it all led to. And Jim Page, he nails it. Puts it right on there, right out there. Sarah Scott on the backing vocals and Artist the Spoon Man. This album is called Jim Folk Punch, Jim Page, and Artist. An artist is the Spoon Man. He doesn't do nearly as much as he used to all over the trains and buses and ferry boats in the Seattle area. And he was actually on the Letterman show one time, Artist the Spoon Man, who used every kind of spoon in the book and played him on his head and his face and his back and his arms. And he could play oak spoons and maple spoons. He could tell you the difference between the different kinds of woods. And then he had metal spoons, all different kinds of metal. He was just like a walking cafeteria. He'd walk around with all these spoons and play spoons. Artist the Spoon Man and Jim Page. And we heard a couple of cuts from this album, Jim and Artists. Yes, indeed. We also heard Sweet Honey in the Rock, The Letter to Martin Luther King. And remember, Sweet Honey in the Rock will be at the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum. That is tonight. Get your tickets at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. Or run on down to the box office if it's open, or get them at the door. It's a pretty inexpensive concert. Can't tell you total prices, but I can tell you that students get in for free. I can tell you that. All righty, Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, Unjung Shin, doing the playlists and talking to me about what I should be doing and all that. And we're going to be right back for one more hour of the show, including the calendar. It's all looking good. You just hang out, because that's what we're coming back to, is the calendar and lots, lots, lots more music. Okay, hang on, because we're coming right back. Hang on now.
If you only listen to Northwest Public Radio on weekends, it may have been years since you've heard a pledge drive. Maybe you never have. But that doesn't mean that weekend programs like Inland Folk are free. It just means that the fund drives on Northwest Public Radio are so efficient and so short that they end before the weekends. This fall's fund drive is Thursday, October 2nd. The goal is 2,200 pledges. If you can't contribute on Thursday, then do so now. Your pledge will count towards Thursday's goal. Donate at nwpr.org. That's nwpr.org.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community.